Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. There's two Jennifers on screen right now. Final hour of the show. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to us by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito. Lowest price. You're caught, dude. We got you. You're on camera. Nope. Just you, why are you a child? Just get to your seat.
I'm trying to get the camera to follow me.
It's not. It stopped.
I was right there.
Okay.
I was talking to Vlad.
I saw you were talking to Vlad. I know you were right there. It's great. It's showtime, baby. Nobody's denying. I'm not saying. I didn't think you went on a voyage.
Ah, Leroy. You going to share? You should share.
No.
You should share.
No.
Come on.
Whatever you said seemed quite jovial.
Just funny. Yeah. I'll tell you during the break.
Fair enough.
Because,
The Miami Heat, they win yesterday. The Panthers, they win yesterday. Goosey's galore. Did the Canes win yesterday? I didn't watch what happened.
Yes, they did. Obliterated Stetson.
It's Jay Lucas, huh?
Put another 100 burger
they
on
beat,
him.
They beat a cologne.
What?
Huh?
Who?
Wasn't Stetson a cologne?
It's a hat.
Oh.
Isn't Stetson a hat?
No, he's right.
It's a cologne.
It's also a cologne.
Yeah. Is it
brothers.
Really? Old school.
That Jordache?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to Jay Lucas. Taking out all of Florida. Stetson's in Florida, yeah? All right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Stetson
I feel like
University.
Barry used to play Stetson.
Dylan?
Dude, I don't know.
D-Land.
By the way, Stetson was the gold bottle. That was the gold bottle of cologne.
I love gold. Well, shout out to the Canes getting their win yesterday. I apologize for that slipping under the radar.
No, it was good. They played Florida.
Busy night last night.
They played Florida this Sunday.
Oh. Hey, you can get you some. You want me to get you some for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I like
you might. Nah, I don't know if you would
we
like
were talking
it.
About. We were talking a lot of noses. I got to tell you, dude, when I wear cologne, whew, it fires up the nostrils. Like, it gets up in there.
You know, I have one word. Hmm? Not so much.
Yeah, right?
No, you don't spray so much.
A little bit. I'm telling you, dude, I don't.
So you say you're a bloodhound?
It's like recoils up the nose, dude.
I have a very strong nose,
mm-hmm.
And I smell stuff, and everybody's like, I don't smell it. I say, yeah, you ignore it, the smell.
Wow. So he'll be back in action tomorrow. If you guys missed it, Nico Harrison was fired as general manager of the Dallas Mavericks because their owner's a coward. I mean, you know, he probably should have been fired because that's a terrible trade. You don't trade Luka Doncic. But also, you know, like, I just don't understand. Like, how do you want – I need to know what happened in the meeting with the rich guy when he was sold on it and he was like, great idea.
Easy.
Like, what happened? And then all of a sudden you realized, oh, no, I just traded off.
I played a part of
Nico I just Harrison. Traded off – Our next icon. I traded off new Dirk.
I'll play the role of Nico Harrison.
Hmm?
Owner.
Yes.
We have a decision to make.
Well, what are we going to do?
Are we going to give this Slovenian $750 million when he doesn't want to get in shape?
I mean, he is good. Do you think he'll still be good?
But if we give him $750 million, any decision that must be made with this franchise, he must have a say in it.
That's true. Look, I don't
but know. Or we can win with the talent that we have with Kyrie, and we get in. You know what wins championships? Defense.
They do say that.
You know who's a great defender and offensive player? One Anthony Davis.
Isn't he hurt a lot?
He is, but this is Dallas. We can get him. We can get him ready. Him and Kyrie have a great relationship.
It'll just be
well worth it. Do you want to give this Slovenian $750 million?
Do you think he would pay him $500 million if he could get him back? Like, if he had to give him today.
Man, he only took, yeah, like, what, $250?
No, I'm saying right now the owner
they'd give him $500.
Would he give him $500
million? The owner would, because, like, he could always say stupid, Nico.
If he could today and he had to pay him a five-year, $500 million deal, would he do it?
Absolutely.
Yes. I think he would.
They basically give him the Shohei Ohtani deal.
Yeah.
Because not only the problem is that not only did your team get worse, but your fan base went crazy.
Yep.
And firing the GM doesn't quite fix it.
And poor Cooper Flagg, right? Like, you know, he's so, like, everyone's right, just going
to. So, you know, every week, here's what you're going to hear.
You're not Luka.
He's not Luka.
He's not Luka.
But Luka wasn't Luka his first year.
Yes, he was.
Pretty good.
He was.
He was
hitting game winners against the Clippers in the bubble.
He was a 15-year-old with Goron taking down Eurobasket.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing I can't understand. When the Euros come over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've already been professional basketball players
for
2-3 years, some of them.
I've heard.
Right? Why do we treat them like they just are one and dones in college?
Well, here's the thing. What I heard Jakaćonis talk about this on UD's podcast. The way it works is it's a little like Messi. You know how, like, the Pinks have, like, a little junior program?
Yeah.
So you're kind of in the pros,
but you're not always playing at the highest level.
Not always.
Okay.
Not always. You get call-ups from time to time.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
So it's like soccer. They do Euro basketball like soccer.
But when they do, I've heard they kick the snot out of these kids. They get grown up. When the games they do get called up, they get beat up.
Right. Okay.
Beat up.
Okay.
But I don't think you play all of your games against Boris with the hairy arms.
Okay. But that, like, if you can make it through that, right?
All right.
If you can make it through that.
Right. But Luka legitimately was cooking Euros, like, as a 17-year-old. Like, right. He was Slovenian Malachi Tony out there. Just, like, everybody, him and Goron just, like, going out there and slaying everything. He's a freak. And I couldn't imagine. Do you know how bad to stop the sports world and
Super Bowl week?
Yeah. And we were sitting, the only reason I didn't think it was fake is because I didn't get it on Twitter. I got it. We were at the fight.
Yeah.
And we walk out. It was the Benavidez fight? It was Benavidez, right?
Yeah.
And we walk out, and I'm like, Leroy. And we're like, nah. No way. It's still one of those things, because it's not only that. Look, I get Anthony Davis is a great player. He's a great player.
Hall of Famer.
But he's street clothes.
Top 75.
He's street clothes. And the fact that the Lakers didn't even have to give up Austin Reeves. They didn't have to give up the farm for Luka. They still had stuff in the cupboard.
Rob Pelinka deserves his own wing.
He does. He does.
His man. Yo, that's messed up. That's your boy. You got your boy fired.
That's not your boy.
That's not your boy.
You're a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what you are. You found a fish.
Not even in sheep clothing. In Armani clothing.
He's got those X-ray glasses out of the Chauncey Billups poker
game. Maybe.
Like, we got a friend, we got a whale right here.
Let's have this coffee, but let's not have it in front of people so that nobody knows what's going on.
He's probably like, he goes, you know, this Luka, he just won't get in shape. He goes, yeah, you can't trust somebody like that. You know, he's just gaslighting him. He goes, yeah, you can't trust him. You know who would love it, though? Jeannie. You know, I she would sign him on this. You want AD? He goes, that was my guy. And he is your guy. I'm just saying, you know, I'll do it.
I tell you what.
He makes it seem like he's doing you a favor.
When it comes to injuries, you have no idea what Luka's situation is going to be, but you know what AD's situation is going to be.
100%.
And they signed up for that.
Oh, my God.
Teams keep falling for it. I mean, we see this down here with the Dolphins. Guys getting signed off of injuries.
I hope that's not. By the way, the Dolphins released two of their personnel guys yesterday too. I think they were like, you know, apparently like whatever their scouting department. So two more heads. So they're cleaning the house over there.
Mm. Scout?
Who?
I'm gonna go be a scout
in Dallas.
You want a scout? No, at Miami. Yeah. Miami released like more personnel.
Get
people
to watch
yesterday.
Football. Oh. Get to watch football. Great players. Eat. Have conversations with other football players.
Eat.
Other football people. That sounds like fun.
And you get to eat.
Oh no, road trips, baby. But yeah, I bet you I could pick talent if I got to watch, if I had access to all the things that they have access to. Because mm-hmm. I don't have any narrative going into any of this. Like a lot of guys, oh, I like this guy because this and that. No. You can either play or you can't.
They give it up to one of the Twitchers.
What do you say?
I heard Giannis is pushing for Nico Harrison to be the next GM in Milwaukee at the Josiah James.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch.
He's having a season right now, man.
Witcher.
Who? Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
No, he's. You know what Giannis is doing? When he causes his stink, you can't be mad at him because he's balling out.
No, he's balling.
If he was half-assing and then he causes his stink, you'd be upset. But mm-hmm. if he's balling out and they're not winning.
See, but. Players have gotten to the point of this. Players think if you ball out that management would just ignore your needs because you're balling out. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them have taken the stand that I'm going to just play like booty.
Right.
And
it's kind of what feels like Jaws doing right now.
And force you to trade me, i.e. one-legged threes,
yep.
You know, jaw, you know.
Just say cheeks.
Huh?
Just say cheeks.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just say cheeks.
like Jimmy, I'm not mentioning names, but.
Jimmy was playing like cheeks. You know.
One-legged threes. Like, guys were scared to throw him the ball because they knew they wasn't going to never get it back. Not as many ones as Andrew Wiggins this year. Huh?
What?
Oh, my goodness. Dude.
Did you just
say? Can you stop being a phony?
What do you mean?
Can you stop being a phony? Andrew Wiggins. Just go ahead and say you trashed the guy and he proved you wrong.
That's my guy.
No, you trashed him and he proved you wrong.
Nah, he's a delight. What a
no, guy. Say it. What? You wanted me to say that what I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
You say it. You were wrong. Mm-hmm. You trashed the guy and.
Wrong. I mean, you know, it was in the dark
Vlad,
place.
Vlad,
I didn't
Vlad.
Like the person that
he
I was.
He could not wait to get it before the show. When I was walking by,
we were
he
talking
was like, we gonna get to it. Get into it today.
He's bought in now though. You know
he's
no,
a, he's
no,
a heat
no,
guy.
Do that.
He's a heat
that's
guy.
That's not what
I threw.
Wait, Tobin, don't do no. What I said to you was,
now.
And we had this conversation, dude. That's not easy to pick up and go somewhere else with a family.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You know what?
Did you understand that last year?
I didn't understand a lot, but I was in a dark place. You know, people were blaming me for the downfall of the organization.
What, you had ayahuasca?
I'm understanding him. He's understanding me. Yeah, we were in a dark place, you know?
Dude.
That's my guy, Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, my God. See.
Wins like this early on just do for you guys as a group.
Clear throat.
Adversity, some of your guys are out, but I got to imagine this is, even for a long journey of the season, a pretty big benefit for you guys.
Man, it's a confidence builder. You know, even though having some guys out, you know, we're still able to do what we're doing because of the system we're in, and the guys are all just stepping up and, you know, doing it all collectively. You know, the coaches are doing a great job getting us in position to, you know, be successful, and all the guys come in with that mentality that this is going to be a hard place to win. You know, heat basketball, we're going to have to be physical. This is going to be a hard-fought game, the whole game.
He's a heat guy now.
Hold on. Even your question, you sounded like so soft, like so apologetic. Like, you know what, kid, I was kind of mean to you, but.
Let's see what they were talking about with him, you know?
He almost lost your breath talking
He
about
almost
him.
Won the MVP of
the finals.
Of finals.
He might have, should have won the finals MVP.
No. Yeah. He maybe will have another chance.
They don't win that finals without him.
We'll see. He'll get his next chance this year,
oh,
perhaps.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a heat guy now.
You
what?
Apologize, man.
Apologize
being,
to Andrew Wiggins.
Apologize to all of us for just.
I'm not
one,
apologizing to you.
Apologize to Andrew Wiggins for being a fraud, and apologize to us for like trying
well,
to
I'm
defend.
Not
you.
Apologize for being a fraud because I felt how I felt, you know. But
you were wrong.
But I was.
You have never said I was wrong.
What do you mean I was wrong about what?
Andrew Wiggins.
I was wrong about
See,
what how
oh,
he played
no,
last
he,
year.
Wait a minute. We started the show with me getting attacked.
What do you mean?
Now all of a sudden you play dumb. This is
That's my guy, Andrew Wiggins.
When?
Remember when we talked about Canada at Media Day with him?
You guys, wait, you guys understand out there why I fight tooth and nail for everything. Because you know why? Because this dude is just going to samurai sword his way right out of everything that he's put his mouth into. Everything.
Semantic samurai.
Yes, you talk, you say stuff, and then a day later when you're wrong, well, I felt how I felt. Oh, I can't.
I mean, I did feel how I felt.
Wait! I prayed, I begged you. You know how hard it is to move across the country?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want him to concentrate on bass? The dude misses his family.
I get it.
No, you didn't get it!
All right, understand all right.
Oh, my goodness.
Leroy, didn't get it before.
Leroy. Oh, all right, Leroy,
oh
Leroy,
this is terrible.
Hold on, Leroy. I can't believe I'm going to shoot him some bail. Tobin was in love with Jimmy.
That's my guy.
So when Jimmy left,
he
you
broke
always,
my heart.
You always,
you're the reason why he left.
That's well, not
you
fair.
Are
that's
the
not
reason.
Fair.
You
that's
are
not fair.
I forgot.
I love him.
You are the reason. You are the reason. I forgot about it. I was
the reason.
Until I remembered, you're the reason why.
It was your doing. It was your doing.
You're like the side chicken.
It did. Sometimes for reasons. For reasons. Wiggins had nothing to do with it. He didn't know he was going to end up in Miami on Tuesday
That's
from
fair.
Saturday.
That's fair.
And you just trashed him the whole time. Hey, Wiggins, you think you can do – oh, my god.
Trashing
goodness.
Is strong. Did I perhaps say at one point, did anybody look like they want to be in a Heat jersey less than Andrew Wiggins? That possibly
what
came out of my mouth.
What do you think moving across country
that
to do to you?
Possibly came
it
out of my mouth.
It definitely came out of your mouth because you're the only one that remembers you saying
possibly that came out of my mouth.
Verbatim.
But it's different time now. Norman Powell, he loves Norman
No, it's
Norman
not
Powell.
Different times.
Yep.
Yeah, it's different times now. Apologize. Because everybody else knew that guy could play.
If I apologize, will you never mention it again?
Of course not.
Well, I'm not apologizing.
I got to hang this crap over your head forever.
I will never mention it again if you apologize right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You got to get your hobnob twin on.
No! Oh, now we hobnob twins.
Yeah. Time out.
Oh. I can't have part of the. I can't have.
No,
the,
because.
I love
listen,
the fact. I
she love will the- take the side that causes her the least amount of grief.
I can't have one of the Dudley boys not being. No, I need, time the, I need the tag
out.
Team.
I
need
love
them.
The fact that. You're not going to hold yourself accountable.
He going to flip it on us.
Unless somebody, one of you guys.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
You're not going to box me in.
You're wrong.
I'll apologize when you tell me you won't bring it up anymore.
Hey.
So you admit you're boxed in?
So wait a minute, Tobin. Mm-hmm. That means you wouldn't be able to mention other things in the past as well.
No, this is just a stipulation on this negotiation.
Oh, my God. Wait. Have you ever not mentioned something again?
If I was, if I promised you, I wouldn't.
Oh, my goodness. So. I'm definitely not promising it because not only did your phony tale won't admit to what you did, but then you go and ask the man a question like nothing happened.
Wait a minute. He was a delight in
no!
me. That's my guy,
no,
Andrew Wiggins.
Wait till the next time I see
sometimes,
Wiggins. You know, this is the same guy that called you a bum last year.
No, because you're not.
Why? You know what?
That.
I would have had.
I don't even think he'd be mad at me.
I would have had more respect for you if you'd have gone up and said, hey, you seem like you're in a better place this year than you were coming to the team in the middle of last year.
We literally asked him that in the media day interview.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say?
He's like, yeah, I'm happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you give him, no, nothing. You trashed him
no,
anyway.
We talked about Canada. Because
you thought it was no big deal.
I talked about being
You thought it was no big deal traveling from Golden State to Florida.
You act like he went from
San Francisco
Antarctica,
to Miami.
San Francisco. That's a long trip.
Right. I went through a long journey
with a family. Year. What if I told you you had to go live in San Francisco?
I was away from
What if I told you you had to go live in San Francisco for the next 6 months and you couldn't bring your family?
You know, I was away from my family,
You didn't,
too.
You no, didn't no, answer my question.
You, let me just bring
you didn't
my
answer my question.
I was away.
I don't care what you're
you
away for 2 days.
I was away from I was away from my family to watch Bub Carrington hit a buzzer beater against us, and that really hurt my feelings.
Who?
Bub Carrington.
Who the hell's that?
When the Wizards beat us at the buzzer last year, I was away from Tommy for like four
Wait, time
hours.
Time out. Minus
Dude.
2,000.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I spent time away from my family.
How would
four
you,
hours?
How would you have?
You're comparing 4 hours.
I was away
how
from
would
my
you
parents.
Feel? Wait. What? How would you feel if Odyssey came and said, hey, we want you to go to San Francisco and live for the rest of the basketball season, and then we'll come back, or we'll keep you out there and you can move your family out there?
I don't want to talk about the Warriors.
You don't want to be.
What if
95?
No, Vlad. No.
What if?
No.
Time out.
No.
Time
I'm not
out.
Even going. You see how he keeps. See why this is difficult? See what he does?
See what he does?
You just have one sibling. I will apologize.
Answer the question.
If you apologize.
No,
if I apologize.
Answer the question.
What?
How would you feel if you had to move to San Francisco for 6 months for your family?
I wouldn't like it.
Would you be sad?
I'd put on a happy face.
But would you be sad?
Maybe on the inside. But would I put on a hell of a show? Absolutely.
Liar! Oh,
I would put on a hell of a show.
Please, let's go to break.
Why?
Because otherwise they're going to see a fight on the
you
radio.
Make it till I
you
make
know
it.
How bad?
You are okay. Terrible.
I
you
know
are
I make
the
it.
Worst.
Dude, so I can, you pissed off dude, Leroy to the point he wants to go to break and dude, not even talk.
On time. I'm going to go break on time.
If Odyssey.
Hey. If do Odyssey, you guys understand? So don't call me. Don't call me. And tell me, don't hit me up on chat and tell me, hey, why are you so, why are you
no,
so
no, no,
down?
No.
Why do you do this? Why are you, dude, listen to this guy.
Okay, but if Odyssey shipped me to San Francisco,
yep,
and I had to talk about those teams, I would be like doing whale calls for the San Francisco Giants, dude. Like I would put on a show for my audience.
You wouldn't be sad, though?
Because I would be on the inside, but I would keep my sadness to myself.
So you say you'd be the consummate professional. And so you can't even... All I'm asking you to do,
mm-hmm.
I don't care how you would. It's easy to say mm-hmm. how you would act because you're never going to be in that situation. But
if I was,
but,
when the lights go on.
If you just had some type of feeling in your soul down mm-hmm. inside, you could at least sympathize with somebody else that had to go through that.
I can.
You didn't. You are a phony.
But I was, no, I was going through you my own sleep. I was also going
Andrew
to
Andrew Wiggins, kick rocks with your feelings. I need you to ball out.
In fairness, though,
no,
you're
no
asking
fairness.
Me. You're asking
exactly
me.
What you
you're asking me if I was asked to host in another city away from my family, secluded for a year, okay? Would I
not
be able
for a year.
To do it?
I didn't even say a year. I didn't exaggerate.
Whatever.
Right.
For months. I would get, when the lights go on, show pony. That's what I would do. I wouldn't get on here and be like,
you see,
welcome Vlad. To hold on. This is what you think I would do. This is what you think I would do. All right, KNBR, welcome on in.
No.
The Giants won last night.
No.
Shohei Ohtani, they got him out. No, I would be out there.
Can I just
like,
say this, Vlad? This is why athletes have so many problems with writers and stuff like that, because they are taking the human element out of all of this and saying, no, you're a pro. You're supposed to do this. Like, it's... Like,
no one's saying you can't be sad, but I still need buckets.
You know what? You be sitting on the couch like fat bastard eating buckets of chips.
Perhaps.
Oh, with a Jack Daniels.
Perhaps. Wow. Yeah, with a Jack Daniels. He
in my home. But when I need to talk about Brock Purdy, Brock on, dude. That's what I'm going to talk about.
No, you are. Dude,
I think the thing that infuriates
you're a phony.
No, I think the thing that
you're being a
I'm not
phony.
Being a phony.
You
I'm
have
telling
no
you right
feelings.
Now,
you have a soul. You have.
That's not
you
fair.
Know what? You have.
I have a soul.
Stop mentioning the soul because he's going to bring up something that we all know, or we're going to go into break very frustrated even more. Because
you want to know what I feel in my soul?
Bye.
The heat.
Minus one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Got Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up after us here today. You guys can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You can watch us, The Joe Rose Show, live every day, 6 to 10 a.m.
Fans, Dolphin Kane, you're an ass.
What's wrong?
Tobin Tough Love works.
Well,
that's what you gave Jimmy, and where is he now?
Mm-hmm. He's doing his same bits over in
with other friends.
In Golden State.
Did you see that commercial he's working on or whatever it is?
I didn't have it in me to watch it.
didn't have it in me to watch it. I'm just like, oh, what are you doing? Emo Jimmy again for phones? We get it, dude.
Well, yeah, sort of like that. He was like wearing a girl wig at one point.
Yeah, we get it. He likes costumes.
Yeah.
You know? He likes costumes.
Curry's reaction was funny, though, seeing it.
Is Curry okay? He's missed like three games being
sick.
Yeah,
he had an illness, but he'll be back tonight as they take on OKC.
Ooh. I might check out that game. It's tonight at NBC?
It's NBC. I think this is
I get that Michael Jordan interview again.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jordan from like 8 months ago. So, Michael.
Michael, what do you think about the three-point revolution?
It was
Michael Jordan's going to be like, too much.
No, it was nothing I never used. I didn't need that for my game. We just took it down the lane and dunked it.
That's the crazy thing, though. When you are the single-handed most unstoppable thing in basketball, like three-pointer don't matter, right? Like, didn't he have one where he made, like, 8 of 9 one game?
That's 6 he hit it against the finals in game 2 against Portland, and then he looked at Magic with that, you know, that look. Like, who knew? That's basically what he looked at Michael's like, who knew? Like, I could shoot. And then that was it. But, yeah. No, it's probably a question that probably has no bearing or significance right now. And, you know, what do you think about illegal defenses now?
You got a Celtics and 76ers. Oh, that's not even the NBC game tonight. That's surprising.
That's Prime. That's Peacock.
How did this end up being the NBC game? Can they flex?
Who? Is it too early to flex?
Is it Knicks, Memphis?
I thought you couldn't flex until after Thanksgiving.
It's Knicks Memphis.
Celtics and 76ers is the early game. The late game? Nuggets Kings.
They want to see Jokic. That's all.
I get Jokic, but he's gonna bounce the ball off Sabonis' head.
But here's the reason why. They want to give the primetime West Coast guys a good time slot. So having the game start 8 p.m. Pacific time, they feel like they can get all the West Coast people to watch the game.
Denver's only an 8.5-point favorite. I feel like they'd be double digits for this game.
It's on the road, right?
Somebody hurt?
It's on the road.
On the road in Sacramento.
Yeah, you're going to give at least the home team 3 points. So it would have been 11.5, 12 point if it was in Mile High.
Someone's got to be hurt, though. Injuries. Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray are both questionable. That's why.
Yeah. All right.
Domantas Sabonis day-to-day with a rib cage.
How do you hurt a rib cage?
Can't hurt a rib cage.
I'm telling you, when I used to hurt mine, it was because people punching at the football. That hurts. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, that's what you got for action tonight. We'll take a break, wrap things up on the other side. By the way, Sports Talk on WQM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You think this Spain game will actually be good? Because most of these international games have stunk. Although last week was pretty good. The Colts and Falcons was decent.
The what?
The Colts Falcons was a pretty decent international game. Most of them have stunk, though.
Way to go. It went into overtime or last second. It was like.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor running wild.
Oh, my goodness.
But do you think you think this is going to have the makings of a good game or a stinker?
Here's the problem. Okay. Expectations.
Can't lose.
Expectations.
Don't lose.
And here's why. Because you go into a game like that, and here's what you say. They don't have their all-world quarterback. They don't have their all-world receiver, okay? And we're coming off a game where they played probably the best they've played in a while. And you just want that to continue. But I will continue to say this. Every week is independent from the previous week.
I don't know.
And I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer or anything, but this team isn't to the point where you can make assumptions about how they're going to play.
Because they can come out and they can have a long
right.
And then the
conversation on Monday will be this. You ready? Half of their team was out and we still couldn't beat them.
Yep.
Because it like
they've already had enough losses this year where you're just like, well, you lose that way or you lose to that team. Like you can't nobody can yet.
Well, some of the games that they lost to, the teams that we thought were much worse than the Dolphins are actually not.
Fair, but they also got smoked by the Browns. They all, nobody can trust the Dolphins yet.
No. That's what I'm saying. Don't make assumptions going into this week. The Commanders have been pretty good defensively. Now they might not be able to score, right? But they've been pretty decent defensively. Mariota will run the ball. He might run the ball even more because he don't throw it as well. So, you know, there's that. And I just think that play the hits. If you're Mike McDaniel, play the hits. Stop trying to create a new offense every week, right? Have something you could go to and just tweak. But everybody's going to know what to do because it's from the same base.
I will say this, with even how bad this Dolphin season has been, Ajan's must-see TV. He's so good.
Absolutely.
He's must-see TV. He's one of the most entertaining players in the league. Literally anytime he touches the football, he could be gone.
Yep.
I'm happy Jaden Daniels not playing.
Why's that?
Because I don't want to see his mom on TV all the time.
Why? What's wrong with his mother?
She's a little too outside for a quarterback's mom.
How so?
They showed a party that they had, like a day party a couple weekends ago. Mm-hmm. She's all up on Clinton Portis's like all up on him.
Clint Portis is still hanging around the Commanders?
Yeah.
He's like an ambassador? Or is he on the broadcast?
I don't know if he's on the broadcast, but I just know former, it's just like anything with former players on the organization. They do things. They have like events, stuff like that.
I'm glad that the Canes are still sticking around the Commanders because they really botched that Sean Taylor Memorial.
Oh, my God.
When they basically made him a mannequin. I was like, really? That's what you guys did?
Like,
I think they redid it. I think they fixed it.
I think the problem is that you can ruin intent by putting some garbage out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. Just like that little miniature thing that they put out for AI. Now, we didn't know Allen Iverson. We didn't know they do all of them like that.
Right.
It didn't, like, we didn't know that beforehand. Statue. But
also has angles, the tiny statue, just like the D-Wade statue.
Dude.
What?
I'm going to say this for the thousandth time. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you, D-Wade, or the Miami Heat say. That statue does not look like D-Wade.
Has angles.
It got angles, all right. Last night I would have said that looked just like D-Wade.
What?
Last night.
Mike McDaniel, this was him yesterday, talking about how the Dolphins can replicate what they did against the Bills, against the Commanders. You got the buttons up, Vlad? There we go. Well, just sound
this good. Will give us another chance to replicate that on the heels of trying to replicate that in the first place. Basically, you're trying to stack these games, and we know what's at stake. There's two very different outcomes that we've experienced in the last 2 weeks. So my confidence is as high as it's ever been in the guys really answering the bell for you know the type of preparation we have to have. The challenge this week is you have the international component, and is that an extra opponent for you, or is that something null and void to the equation because you've established the way that you non-negotiably want to prepare, address, and execute a football game, you know? And so we'll be very focused on making sure that everything is exclusively Commanders related, which is, you know, whatever opponent's next, you have to do that in this league or you're going to get humbled.
Do you think that
I had a comment about the first part of that?
Yep. Then you forgot.
Yeah. Because he said one word twice without even giving us. I forgot. Because
this will give us another chance to replicate that on the heels of trying to replicate
what? You got to say what you're replicating.
Imagine he means
replicate. He said replicated it twice without what?
I imagine the game that they had against the Bills.
Okay, great. Great. So, but here's the thing. All right. Like, look, I shouldn't have to say this. I like Mike McDaniel. I think based on my career, I'm always going to give people a chance to grow. However, it's time to, like, stop and grow. But why? Why does it have to last that long?
Do you feel bad for if the? Because I imagine there's going to be a lot of Spanish media there. Do you feel bad for the translator?
Oh my God!
Hey, we gonna give it. Mike gonna have to give him a game ball.
I have a question.
Please.
Now that you just mentioned that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know when they doing a sign language interpreter?
Yeah.
What's the sign language for
They know it. They have one.
They have to know, right?
Oh,
but,
I'm sure.
But for him, that's interpreter's gonna have to do it every 2 seconds. So what's the?
Here's the problem. Mike McDaniel gonna be on the plane home, and they're gonna still be translating his first question.
I think even the translator ignores that part.
They just get to the meat and potatoes.
Just gives up and.
They're just going to chat GPT to, like...
Well, I know what happens the other way sometimes, because they'll be sitting there in UFC sometimes after these, and, like, that guy's going on a speech in Russian, and the guy's just like, he's very proud. And they're just like, that's all he said?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Wait, what?
Like, they're definitely ad-libbing.
Well, yeah, because, like, the crazy thing about being a translator is a lot of the sayings don't translate to different languages.
Yeah.
Jaime had right? a Jaime.
So for example, if me and Dan were in Spain and we needed a translator and Dan said, "Where you at?" Right? Like, that don't translate to that.
No.
In fact, it barely translates to English. Only somebody from Louisiana would know what that
is. So this Brian Kelly, they're trying to fire him for cause now so they don't have to pay him.
No, they wanted to pay him, like, in portions.
25, 30 million.
And he's like, nah.
No, I want all my
but
money.
But now I heard that they're trying to fire him for cause.
Well, they're just trying not to pay him. Mm. That's all. That's all that is. Like, you fire him, give him the money, have him be out. Like, now you're going to fight it? Hmm. Right? That's crazy.
Do you think if Mike McDaniel beats the Commanders as he roll up on, what do they call their fans? The Hogs?
I don't know what they call.
What do they call Commanders Nation?
The Hogs was just a group.
Oh, does he roll up on them like?
And the Hogs was the offensive line.
Does he have
a band?
Who?
Baltimore has a band. Washington has a band. I don't know if they get free tickets and they get tickets anymore. But yeah, they were a band.
Does he roll up on them in Spain on a bull? If they beat him?
Bull, he ain't. That bull gonna have him like barbecue ribs. See what you're talking about. He's like
buck him,
huh?
I just want to see if this is like his new thing. He just rolls up on fans after he beats them, just looks at them and leaves.
He was going home.
Well, now he's in Spain.
You think they're gonna do the running of the bulls?
Nah, they better not do that with Mike McDaniel. He might not. He might end up somewhere.
He gonna try to talk to one of the bulls.
He might end up in Barcelona after the bulls.
Big bull. What would Socrates say?
Yeah, running of the bull. The bull just wants to run away from the conversation.
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh.
All right, everybody. This was a fun one here today.
Really?
Yeah, what?
Because.
What?
The only guy that gets boxed in but never, ever admits his wrong.
I wasn't boxed in, though.
Yeah, you were.
Nope. I offered a deal. You didn't take it.
Oh, I'm my white.
We had a
Kelly.
We had a good faith negotiation.
No, I want all.
That wasn't good faith.
It was good faith.
It wasn't good faith.
It was good faith. You chose. You shot down my terms.
No, you don't give terms. You were wrong.
No, I'm not.
I give terms.
That's not how a negotiation works.
No, You were wrong. Why are we negotiating with the evildoer?
That's strong. Strong
evil
statement.
Evildoer
is it's a strong saying.
Yes. Wait, listen. You are the one who's been convicted of a crime. You can't then, after the fact, say, let's work something out.
I don't think I'm convicted.
You worked on something before you get found guilty.
See, I don't think I'm convicted. I think you think you have a strong case. But you're afraid what happens when a jury pool finds out and I get on the stand and I can wiggle my way out of it. No. So that's why you want to negotiate in good faith. But you don't want to take my terms.
I don't want to negotiate. You're trying to negotiate. I didn't say nothing about negotiating terms.
Dolphin Kane says, Tobin was right last year. At the time, I was right. Facts have changed.
That's how we doing this?
The facts have changed.
That's how we doing this? Right? Now, did you give me that opportunity when I said, once I saw the video of Mike McDaniel, I realized that I was wrong.
Well, your just argument was ridiculous. But I'm not asking for an apology.
But I did.
Not really.
Did you?
You still badgered me. About what?
Did you offer an apology?
I did on terms. Which you didn't take, so no apology.
It doesn't count!
Well, that's the end of our show.
Yeah, okay.
Another story for another day. Mm-hmm. Talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.